Last week was another wild one on Up Early with Annie and Ando. Annie considered the fact she might need some prescription lenses after one particular slip of the tongue.
I think I need to get new glasses because I thought that man's name, the singer of that song, was David Peen. It's David Penn? Jerkin.
While Ando tried his best to do a British accent with questionable results.
So if we're in the UK and I go, oh, Annie Louie, I just went to the movies last night and you say...
I feel like you're doing an African accent.
Yeah, man.
Annie also had a crack at an English accent, and to be honest, it wasn't much better.
Their husbands are there, and I watched one, and they had, like, 7 kids already, and they were like, oh, he was meant to get the snip, and it didn't work, so now we're here.
They both tried to prank some people by calling unsuspecting victims and talking about the weather for as long as possible. Ando went first, calling Annie's sister.
Pull the doona up to my head and you feel the cool breeze come in. And then in the morning sometimes we get frost up at the farm right up until... Well, I don't put my tomatoes in until after Melbourne Cup Day.
Annie was next, calling Joy's very own Warren, but she might have cracked under the pressure.
It's like, I don't know, wind direction-wise, closer you are to the bay, I think the Antarctic winds, they'll get you.
Yeah, exactly. Are you still in the studio, are you?
Yeah, I'm still in the studio, so I thought I'd just call for a quick question. I just wanted to know if you've downloaded the Bird app yet. Because I'm thinking about getting it, I can't remember the name.
Downloaded the Bird app yet? Yikes. On Thursday, they talked space and ensured that Joy would never be sponsored by British Airways.
Is that true that your years, you don't age the same in space? Maybe dog years don't exist. Like, that dog could live forever in a cryogenic
state. Because of gravity.
State. Yeah.
That's kind of the opposite of a British Airways flight attendant that ages 10 times more in space.
Our dynamic duo dived into reality TV on Friday, and there was a bit of tough love given out.
I would love to be on the Amazing Race. It's my life's dream.
You've got to be fit to go on there.
Excuse me. Have you looked in the mirror?
Yeah, I didn't say I was. I couldn't think of anything more repulsive. We interviewed...
No, not yourself, you mean.
Looking in a mirror. Yeah, looking in a mirror. That's
so harsh.
Just because they're on the ceiling doesn't mean I'm always looking.
They got a chance to speak to Evie Jones from Gogglebox and things got a little bit racy.
So if I, don't want to go there, I just go, oh, look, I haven't groomed. And they're just like, ooh.
The garden's like, cool. A mess. You can't go out there. They're all over the garden.
That doesn't always work because you know what men are like. They're just like, I don't give a shit. I'll go
for a wander in the... I'll check out the lawn.
What's in store for Annie and Ando this week? Well, there's only one way to find out. It's Up Early with Annie and Ando on Joy 94.9. And it's coming up right now.
We're talking surprises this morning.
Surprise! Pranks are like a version of a surprise. And I'll delve into the science of all things surprises in a bit. Yeah, we've been doing a bit of that. But I want to surprise you a bit now.
Oh, I'm not a lover of surprises, just quietly.
Do you pee your pants a little?
Can I tell you a story?
Yeah.
For a zero birthday, so you know I only like to celebrate fives and zeros.
Oh, yes, I see. I thought you meant, when you turned zero?
When I turned zero, when I, went through the birth canal and I was high-fiving everyone. Thanks, Doc. No. And Mr. Ando had planned a weekend away with a group of friends and had coordinated, it was coordinated with an inch of its life.
It would
have had a spreadsheet, a Gantt chart, a critical path. It would have, it would have been completely and thoroughly. And we were in the pool one afternoon and he was trying to get me excited about it, going, oh, I think you're going to love this bit. Oh, and I was like, I kind of went quiet, which is unusual for me, and said, you know what? The surprise doesn't rock my world. I actually don't like it. It makes me feel uncomfortable. It makes me feel a little edgy. And I would get more pleasure from knowing what we're doing and thinking about it in the lead up to the weekend.
Yeah.
Going, oh my God, are we seriously?
The journey, not the destination.
Seriously going, are we staying at Mona and then getting a chopper out to a whiskey farm? And then we're going oystering and then we're that sort of stuff was what God. And he was like, are you serious? And because he'd gone to so much effort to hide stuff. And I'm yes.
Wait, you guessed it all?
No, I didn't guess any of it. I made him tell me.
Oh, geez. You twisted his elbow.
No, that was more pleasure. If it's really about giving me joy and pleasure, that was more pleasurable than actually the ta da! It's a helicopter land. dance on the roof.
Just reminded me of a birthday I had where an ex had tried to surprise me and we were driving somewhere but I didn't know where. And it was in the Yarra Valley and I was convinced, I was like, oh my God, are we going skydiving? Are we taking a chopper? And my expectations had grown so high throughout that journey that we ended up at the
Hillsful chocolate shop or something.
It was like the cheese, the dairy.
Oh, no.
The Yarra Valley dairy.
Which is nice, but in comparison to skydiving, that's terrible.
That's why surprises, they're no good at times. But these ones are going to be good. And one thing you can wear tomorrow for our Tuesday food show, actually.
I can wear? You've got me clothing? I hope it's XXXL, my booty. Oh,
handing
it's wrapped
it over.
And everything, coordinated.
Yes. I mean, it's hard to come by all this gift wrap now. That's all I've got at my house.
I'm going the small one. I feel like
Hold on, let's talk. Yes, you said one of your most hated things.
Magnets, and I can feel the weight. I can feel it in my fingers through the paper. I don't even...
Open it.
It's probably a root. Something like calling me a big fat Omo or something, Annie Louie.
Omo? Like
Omo, like the washing powder. Yeah. Well, I don't want to be mean and say... Oh, it's us on a magnet. I need to buy a new fridge so that I... Oh, it's a picture of both of us.
I thought, how could you hate it?
Print's really small because it's got us on it.
Exactly.
There's a typo.
No, there isn't.
No, but I made you one. You're a little hard.
I didn't create the logo for our show. That's how I know.
Did you get 1,000 made? Because I found the batch lots.
I've got 10.
10 seats.
So it's a very limited edition. And I'm thinking, could we do a giveaway?
An Annie and Ando magnet.
Yeah.
We'll take a photo of this, get it up on the socials.
Yeah. Let's run a comp.
Wow.
I would like to pick your brains about merch, branded merch, because you know when things get out of date so quickly. I just imagine us, like next week, the show's canned and there's 10 magnets floating around saying up early, 6 to 7 a.m. weekdays on Joy.
That's what happened last time we got sacked. We just spent all that money on our posters and then all of a sudden we're no longer on Monday Drive.
Yep. Looking at it right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Shall we open the next one?
Yeah. All right. Going into the next present. The tape, Annie. Talk me about...
You can throw the whole thing in recycling. That's
so, yeah, but you can see the tape.
Yeah, that's why it's patterned. It's fun. Funky tape.
Oh, no. Do you know how to wrap a present with the concealed tape?
Yeah, I've got double-sided, but then I don't think it's recyclable anymore.
I can just see a penis pointing at me. Oh, goodness me. It's an apron with me on it. Wearing the is it Michelangelo, that statue that's got his wearing a Michelangelo? That's actually, did you stretch it long way so I look a bit skinny? I like that.
No, I think the big blue box did that.
Wow, I've got an apron with just me on it. But is that
but it's Inception because
it's Michelangelo.
It's you wearing an apron on an apron.
So it's apron squid. Thank you. They're really lovely gifts, Annie.
He says as he promptly throws them in the bin.
No, I'm folding them up. I can't give these to the dogs.
Cock-a-doodle-doo. It's Annie and Ando every morning on Joy.
We're talking surprises this morning, and Annie, I need to understand the science behind.
Well, lucky I'm a person full of facts. These facts come from Tanya Luna, a psych researcher who says being surprised actually causes humans to physically freeze for 1/25th of a second.
1/25th.
And our brain is scrambling to find the answers, trying to figure out what's happening during a surprise. So when we're surprised for better or worse, our emotions intensify up to 400%. So if we're surprised with something positive, we'll feel more intense feelings of happiness. And then it goes the other way as well. So if you've got something, if you're already feeling a little sad and you get a surprise, you might feel like you're in the dumps even more.
So because people often will cry when they're happy surprised as well as when they're scared surprised.
Yeah.
I nearly cried. No, I didn't nearly cry, but I screamed. You know when you get a fright, like, which is also a version of a surprise, and you do an audible like, yes. That was me on the weekend. I was in one of the sheds getting some petrol for the mower and a rat ran out.
Ew.
And I hate vermin. If it was a low-level copperhead snake, which are around at the
moment.
You'd
rather a snake.
I wouldn't make as much noise as a mouse. I don't know why, but...
Freaky, aren't they? Little hands. Oh. Their long-ass tails.
And so I did that audible... it took my breath away and it was like...
Take my breath away. This is where I tapped out of the article, though. Luna's business, Surprise Industries, is designed to help people experience surprises more often in their lives. Oh, no, thanks.
What's that Michael Douglas movie that his son, I think, is Sean Penn, And he gets, it's actually a very good movie. He buys this gift for his dad, like he's an adult son buying gift for his dad, and it's a game, a surprise game of life that you don't know when it starts and how it runs. I can't think of its name.
Is it a real game? Is it like a thriller of a movie? What?
Oh, it's mind-bendingly good. If you, anyone knows the name of that movie with Michael Douglas and Sean Penn, where it's a game of life thing, and it gets quite scary. Text 0427569949.
You could just Google it.
I could, but I'm holding a pen in my hand.
Yeah, life's hard.
And breathing and sitting. That's three things at the same. And they say we can't multitask.
Yes, well, there's quite a few stories I'm reading on the internet about surprise parties that have gone wrong. So,
have you ever had a surprise party?
Never, though. That's the thing. I think I would quite enjoy one, but you don't get to pick the guests, so you'd have to have somebody who knows you pretty well. Because what if it's a surprise and you're like, oh, they shouldn't be here? That's my mortal enemy.
Yeah, I thought you liked them. No, I hate their guts.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe you just leave a list. To get ready. And so you just give it to your mum and your sister and you go, you know what, I don't want one, but if you're going to do it, these are the...
Do you update the list every year?
Yeah, it's like for your funeral.
Ah.
Invite only.
Have you got a list
for my funeral?
Yeah,
invites. I've already handwritten invites.
Do I get to have a small role?
No, because I only do it once a year when I go to my accountant and update my... No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I better have a role. You better let me do a eulogy. We're quite dark at times.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're up early.
Hit snooze and stay in bed with Annie and Ando on Joy.
23 minutes past 6, 11 degrees with a forecast top of 14 in Melbourne. We're talking surprises this morning.
I've got some surprise parties gone wrong.
Oh, I love a gone wrong. You know that.
Yes. Well, this one I'm just going to read verbatim because it's a little concerning. So, this guy goes out for a romantic date with his wife. She was being unusually flirty and turning him on, saying she couldn't wait to get back home.
Oh.
They arrive home. She tells him, meet me in the basement where we have the entertainment room and TV.
Oh, this is America, isn't it? They have lots of basements.
Yeah.
And then kids move into basements and always the psycho, the serial killers live in a basement, don't they?
And the guy says, by this point, I had a big erection.
Oh, Annie!
I go down the stairs, start taking off my pants. Surprise! About 30 friends in the basement for an early surprise birthday party.
Oh, no. Did he have his member out?
I better hope not. Oh, like your 30 closest friends and family. That's a surprise for them.
Do you know the best response if he did have it out? And I heard this morning on a recap of Fitzy and Whipper. I think Whipper's birthday last week and Hamish.
Shout out to our radio besties.
And he was on a boat and getting changed and there was like three or four of his mates and girlfriends around and he's naked. And they're like, oh, Whipper, put it away. We can see your D. And he goes, it's only a D.
It's only a D.
So this guy could have down those stairs.
Just said, hey, it's only a D.
It's only a D as he pulls it up and gets caught in his zipper.
Oh, I think it's, I don't know, is it wrong to be like, shouldn't have let him on like that? Like, yeah.
Well, and he's probably, like, how old was he?
I don't know, it doesn't say.
Let's say he was 70. He's popped three V's, little blue pills, before entree, by dessert. He's holding the table up without any supports.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he gets back needing to release.
Well, funny you say that. Here's another story. The person we were throwing a 63rd birthday party for was coming back from a trip with his wife and we, 50-plus people, were in the backyard with all the decorations set up and food. His wife texted us saying they were 5 minutes away and we gathered to the fence gate where they would soon enter. When they entered, we all yelled, surprise, and his face looked like he was about to sneeze. But instead, he was having a stroke and ended up in the hospital for the evening.
I'm trying not to.
It's funny.
Did he survive?
Funny.
Then I'll know I can laugh.
Yeah, they survived. Yep. Otherwise, I wouldn't be submitting these stories on this surprise has gone wrong compilation that I'm reading.
At least it saves you having to repeat the story of, oh, Barry, where have you been? Oh, I had a stroke. Everyone was there to see it.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, God. Yeah, when they're like, oh, we must be really enjoying it. He hasn't moved for a while.
It does remind me of a surprise my mother gave me once. I thought for her birthday, it was her 70th birthday, I'd take her to Paris. She always wanted, her and Dad always wanted to go. Dad dropped dead, and then it was kind of like, I wanted to do something special, just Mum and I.
Oh, you took her.
And so it was, I called it Five Nights, Paris in Five Nights, because I didn't want to go any longer with Mum. Anyway, we were having some sundowners in the courtyard of our hotel before we were going on a little river cruise thingy that she wanted to go on, which she hates water, and I couldn't understand why she wanted to go for dinner on the river. But anyway, I see all these people running, like, you know, like looking panicked and like, oh, what?
On the riverbank?
No, this is in the courtyard, like employees of the hotel looking busy and rushing. Anyway, one of the gentlemen come up to me and says, je ne sais pas pourquoi, or whatever in French. Mum had fallen down two flights of stairs trying to get to the floor. Next thing you know, we spent days in a hospital. It was horrific, but the horror of seeing her as a pile of bones down the bottom of the stairs and all these French people rushing around. It was just...
It sounds a little planned. She, like, pretended she wanted to go on a river cruise. She had no intention of going.
Sabotage it. She'd had a glass of Chardonnay, and that was it.
Oh. Annie and Ando are up with you too. 6 till 7 a.m. every weekday on Joy.
It's your Monday morning and we're talking surprises. Surprise!
Good or bad.
One of my favourite stories of surprises that I've heard over the years is those... And I'm not going to do an accent, all right, because I keep getting a lot of people messaging
I'm on board.
Are you? With an accent?
Flick it to me.
There are often people or women that have surprise pregnancies.
Oh, yes. Are you thinking a UK English?
I am. All right, I'll do a little accent. I thought it was the karma I had. The karma I had last night. And next thing you know, I went to the doctors and I got triplets.
Oh, yes. The ones where they're like, oh, there was a baby in my track pants.
In your track pants.
Yes. They're the craziest ones. I've brought up a story here. A crook woman was stunned by an unexpected baby arrival. Daisy Young, a 21-year-old in Dundee, Scotland. Should I try Dundee. The accent?
I love a Scottish accent.
Oh, now I can't remember how to do it. It's Irish. Anyway, I had stomach cramps the day before, but thought nothing of it.
Blimey.
Can't do it anymore. Too much pressure. Daisy, who moved to the Scottish city 3 years earlier, went to study history. There was no sign I was pregnant. I was still having my periods. I had put a little bit of weight on, but I just thought that's because I started a job at McDonald's.
Do you know what? I've done a bit of research on this. Because I have a bunch of girlfriends dear and near to me, and I've asked them questions. And so the menstrual line of, you know, oh, of course you would know. You wouldn't be having your cycle is BS, because for some women it's so erratic and unpredictable.
Yeah,
and,
this lady
and
had
drippy
had her periods. All through.
So that I get. I do wonder, you know how people often, pregnant women or non-binary pregnant people will say, oh, I could feel the baby moving inside me, like the kicking. Is that like...
I don't think it's always the case.
No.
No, yeah. There's plenty of those.
A lazy baby.
Lazy baby. Yeah, but look at this picture, though. This is a lazy baby, right? The caption says, Daisy said the laid-back attitude of her son has already been likened to the family's relaxed garden gnome.
Oh, good Lord. Good Lord. So, yeah, imagine that.
Unexpected
twist. But multiple ones when there's twins or triplets.
Yeah, a few stories popped up, like a woman was expecting a normal baby and then it's twins. Do you think you'd just be pretending that you were happy surprised, but inside you're gutted? Because that's double everything.
What do you like? It's sometimes these docos or the stories I've seen. It's sometimes teenage mums, mums, and so their mother. They're still living at home. Their mum's taken them into the doctors because they're like thinking it's an appendicitis or something. And so dad and the three brothers are at home waiting for their dinner, and mum and
mum brings home a baby.
What the frig is that?
Yeah,
it's your grandson.
It's
dad.
It's a hot chook and a baby.
Mornings are brighter with Annie and Ando. 6 till 7 a.m. weekdays on Joy 94.9.
Happy Monday, everyone. We're chatting surprises.
Surprise.
I surprised Ando with a little...
Prezzies.
...apron and a magnet.
With us on it.
Yeah.
Even though you... Like, that is a backhanded compliment or slap because, you know, I hate magnets on fridges.
It is. I had to go there.
Yeah, yeah.
But what do you want to chat about now? You got some...
Dating surprises. So dates that you've gone on where you've been surprised.
Ooh.
I got one for you that I discovered.
Good, bad.
It's surprising. I do want to be judgmental. Judgy McJudgy over here, he sometimes gets on his soapbox a little too much. Imagine this. You flip through your Tinder and you've got, oh, I like the look of her. I'll send her a message. You send a message, you start back and forthing, and you decide to catch up for a date for dinner.
Standard.
Bar/restaurant has been agreed upon. You walk in, you recognise her face from the pictures.
Everything's going well, yep.
Approach the table, and as she goes to stand to say hello, you realise that she's probably, I don't know, eight and a half months pregnant.
Oh, really? Is that, you know, can you hide that under the table? How long could you keep that up?
Well, she hadn't told the person that she was pregnant. She hadn't sent a full body picture. She'd only ever used ones that were old or of the face.
Yes.
Is that okay or not?
I mean, it is tough, right? Like, you want a date, perhaps, but people are going to be scared away by the fact you have a baby or are even they? A kid, potentially. But
and very pregnant. Like, I'm...
I think it's unethical to not say. Maybe leave the apps for after you've had the baby.
People have needs, Annie.
That's true.
Just she might not put a bun in the oven doesn't mean I don't get ready.
She might not be looking for someone to raise the baby. Maybe she was just having the hormonal horns.
I think on her Tinder page it did say she was looking for someone that wants to start a family.
like in 2 weeks. Already got one, yeah.
Oh, no. Have you ever had a dating surprise?
Have you ever been pregnant and gone on a date with a man that you tried to reel in as the father of your baby? Text us in.
Oh, good morning, Dean Murphy.
It's a gay little track, isn't it? I love that one.
Camp little number. Isn't it? Donna Summer.
Yeah, I love
you,
it.
Caught you doing a few yawns,
Studio
54.
No. It's just Monday morning.
He was doing vocal warm-ups.
Oh, but yeah, that's it. It does. It releases the soft palate.
Yes. You want to see his palate. He's known for his...
soft palate.
Wow. And some.
You two are terrible.
How are you going?
We're good. It's Monday. And everyone goes, oh, you know, what did you do on the weekend? Well, pretty much like everyone else, nothing.
Yeah, played with your sister.
But like, the sun.
No, we don't see each other. Friday night, Friday till Monday, we don't talk to each other at all. Well, just so we've got something to talk about, you know.
All week long.
All week long. On the show this morning, we've got heaps of stuff coming up, though. We've got, obviously, Mental Giants, which has become, one of our favourite parts of Monday.
Yeah.
It's World Teacher Day today.
World Teacher Day.
So we're going to celebrate all the teachers. Did you guys have good teachers or did you
mostly well, I mean, one of my teachers is now our education correspondent for the show.
Wow. Wow. And came to visit us at Chill Out Day in Dalesford when we were
OB-ing. So good. Yes. What about you, Ando? Did you have good teachers?
Good and bad. I either got an A or an F. Nothing in between, and it was all because of the teacher.
And that's how we feel about you in daily life. Is it A or F for you, Dean?
for him or for me? Today's an F day, I think.
Hey, little fruit tarts, be quiet. Not being very nice.
Hey, we also have Ash Williams on the show, who's a comedian, who's doing heaps of stuff with, his latest stuff is he does his little videos about Dan Andrews.
Yes.
Oh, doing your little videos.
Yeah, doing little videos. And he's also into boxing, so we're going to ask him about how he incorporates his boxing into his, boxing exercises into his comedy.
Cool. There you go. Great.
Plus, the guys from The Block this morning coming up, we actually have Daniel and Jade, who won the... kitchen last night.
Oh, amazing.
Kitchen. It was quite a large kitchen.
They were beautiful. All of them were great. I found that really difficult to judge myself because I thought all of them were really, really like next level.
Are you into building things yourself?
Yeah. I love The Block. I do love The Block. It's kind of like me building stuff myself. No.
How are you with like IKEA furniture?
No. I go to Bunnings a lot, but I always walk in and walk out with...
Who doesn't?
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Thanks,
have a great
guys.
Show, mate.
Cheers.
Snuggle up to Annie and Ando every week. Weekday morning on Joy.
7:10, 10 degrees with a forecast top of 14. Drizzly out there. You will need a raincoat or something to keep you
an
dry.
An umbrella? Are we playing like a guessing game?
Sounds like. What sounds like an umbrella?
What sound? What do you mean?
If I was doing a sounds like for umbrella.
It doesn't. Nothing really rhymes with umbrella.
Yeah.
Bumbrella.
Show us ya. Hey, we're talking surprises this morning.
Yes, I've got one more horrible surprise story.
Horrible.
Surprise has gone wrong. Like, I just love a gone wrong story too. A girlfriend of mine punched her aunt in the face and broke her nose because she jumped out right in front of her when they yelled surprise. One hospital trip later, they decided not to throw surprise parties anymore. I just imagine surprise, that. Like a jack in the box. Bow! Wow. There's a lot of ones involving injuries, like a man karate chopped his girlfriend's leg accidentally because he thought she was an intruder when she went to surprise him.
Oh, no. Accidental or surprise injuries are the ones that, like that person that accidentally sat on the light globe. But that's
accidentally.
That's a different. Yeah. That's the show we're doing on stories from the emergency department.
Yeah.
Hey, there's one. This guy went on a date with a girl, and she invited him back to her house, and he was really keen at the restaurant, and thought this could be an LTR.
And what?
Long-term relationship.
Oh.
LTR.
So cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Like IRL, in real life,
yeah,
LTR.
Yeah, it could be an, LTR, IRL, yes.
Yes. And so they've gone back and, you know, like when somebody says, hey, do you want to come back to mine, and it's all been ticking boxes the whole night long, you kind of might make some assumptions. He gets there, sits on the couch and starts, and she's gone to put the kettle on, and starts looking around the her lounge room, and on the shelf he starts to notice rats.
Hmm.
Not live rats, taxidermied rats.
Oh. Only taxidermied rats, no other animals.
No other animals, just rats. And we're talking like about 13 scattered throughout the lounge room. He then stands up and walks towards a bookcase where there's a couple of these things and starts looking at photos. You know when you're at someone's house, like you did when you're at mine, you start staring. If people have got photos on the wall.
Yeah, have a little browse.
Have a little browse. Gets worse. In the photo frames is her holding her taxidermy rat.
So it's rats on rats on rats on rats.
Rats on rats. It's just, oh.
Maybe she was just starting out. You know, rats are like the go-to for taxidermy.
Are they?
I mean, we had them in jars at high school.
They're trying to ban that, actually.
Why?
Animal cruelty.
Well, I have scientist friends who they breed lots of mice to do experiments on because it would be unethical to do it on the humans.
Oh.
Yes. One of them is investigating IBS in rats.
IBS?
Which would help me. So I'm like, keep going. Like mice, though, mice. Even tinier.
Oh, sorry, mice.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, how tiny would a bow be? How do you even know if it's got the trots or not?
No, it's quite catchy. How tiny would a bow be?
I think about the cows at the farm. And, you know, when they've
Don't they have eight stomachs?
Something like that. But they also have ginormous poos. Ginormous. And so you get out the way. But you can tell when sometimes they're more fluid than others.
Well, beautiful. We're here all week with this kind of content.
What? No, we're talking surprises. I want to tell you a story about a mate of mine quickly. It was my best mate's husband, and my best mate had gone to this effort of organising a week of events, and one of the events was a ride in a DC-3 plane down to Torquay, from Essendon Airport down to Torquay, around the Apostles and back, with some drinks and nibbles on the plane with Stella, the beautiful hostess. Anyway, the whole trip to the airport, he thought he was going skydiving, and he said, I'm not doing it. And so he got his sphincter in such a knot that he was making diamonds in his bum hole from being so anxious, going, I'm not jumping out of a plane. Yeah. I'm not. And it was
Why
only...
Why didn't you just tell him?
See, that's back to where we started the show with me saying, I actually like to know. I don't like surprises.
If it's causing them pain, I think you should definitely tell him. Otherwise, he'd be pooping diamonds out of that helicopter.
If I said one word to you, Annie Louie, potatoes. What do you think of?
Chips.
Chips.
Tomorrow. Chip challenge.
Tomorrow. We're talking spuds. We're going to go nobody's gone before. Talking spuds. We're talking the best ways to do it. Make sure you tune in and stick around for the Murphys. This has been Annie and Ando for Up Early.
Not a morning person. Catch the Annie and Ando podcast wherever you get your podcasts.